Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We guarantee you, we're going to deliver the biggest and the best in sports, and we are so excited. In our next segment, we're going to talk some NBA. We have invited back Roland Lazenby. You know him well, best-selling author, world-class biographer, who spent the past three decades interviewing NBA players, coaches around the league. He has been up close and spent a lot of time around today and yesterday's finest NBA athletes, and recently released a definitive biography on the legendary Michael Jordan. It has done extremely well. It's been released in 12 different languages, and we've invited him on tonight. Hey, we want to talk and hoop it up. Let's talk about Kobe Bryant and his retirement at the end of the season. Good evening, Roland. It's so good to hear your voice and have you back with us.
Thank you, Alyssa. Great to hear your voice.
Well, you bet. And so much to dive into. And let's start off by talking about Kobe Bryant, 20 seasons in the league. We didn't get a chance to catch up with you in 2015. What was your reaction when you heard that he made it official and he was going to walk away from the game after the end of the 2016 season?
Well, it made me think back to 1996 in December when I was there the night Kobe scored his first NBA field goal down in Charlotte, and he came bouncing in the locker room afterward and hit me with a soul shake. He didn't know who world I was. I was just some guy there with a recorder and a notebook, you know, ready to interview him. But he was ready to greet the world and had so much energy and so much hope back then. He encountered a lot of trouble along the way, but he always kept telling me, "I just want to be the man." And I think today you can say he has done his turn as the man.
Oh, absolutely. One of the greatest to ever play the game and be a part of the NBA. As you just said, you know, you witnessed him score his first basket in the NBA. Give us those early impressions. I mean, when he was a rookie, as you said, in December of 96, you saw him in Charlotte Coliseum. Did you hold the belief that one day he would walk away as one of the all-time greats and a legend?
Well, I knew the more I spent time with him, I also got to sit for about 30 minutes all alone with him in the locker room that year in Cleveland before the slam dunk contest. And we would have these conversations, and then I would call him in his hotel room. We'd have long conversations over the next two, 3 years. I realized his ambition was off the chart. And he was there as a very young player. He faced a lot of challenges, but yes, he had all of his skill. You could see he could do all these things. Obviously, he became an all-star in his second season, even though he wasn't starting on the Lakers. But I still worried about him. I thought, this guy's got such ambition. What's going to happen? And, of course, he had a lot of turbulence over the time. But there's never been a player, and even MJ told me this, there's never been anybody work like Kobe.
You know, talking about Kobe Bryant, 17 All-Star appearances, 5 titles, MVP. As we reflect on his incredible career, how has he evolved, not only, you know, professionally, but personally, as a husband and as a father?
Well, you know, I think that Kobe was so locked in on the dream's embrace that he really created a lot of difficulty for himself. He created a lot of rupture in his life with many relationships, and then he married Vanessa, who was just a young teenager, a dancer in a Snoop Dogg video, and his life changed dramatically. And he basically threw many of his old relationships away. It puzzled everybody how all of this could happen. In the process, then he was subsequently charged with sexual assault in Colorado, and he played a huge role. As he says himself, he was an idiot. He played a huge role in sort of breaking apart that great Lakers team with Shaquille O'Neal, coached by Phil Jackson. He had come into conflict with both of them. And he did himself all this damage. I mean, just tremendous damage. And only someone with his constitution probably could have recovered from such damage.
Okay, so tell me, where does Kobe Bryant, in your mind, where does he rank among the NBA's all-time greats?
Well, he likes to phrase it like this. He has a seat at the table. He's third all-time on the scoring list, having passed his idol, Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. I think it's even tough. Some people have a hard time getting him in the top five on the Lakers, which is absurd. He's certainly one of the Lakers' top five and maybe the Lakers' greatest player. You do have Magic and Kareem there sort of throwing elbows his way. But all-time, you know, he's probably in the top 10, clearly. I think it's hard to replace MJ, and I think he knows that. It was a subtle thing when MJ did that nice message to him.
Oh, yeah, the video
Lakers
board.
Lakers played in Charlotte,
yeah,
but it was directed at his little brother.
Is he the closest thing that we've seen to Michael Jordan?
In so many ways. He played for the same coaches. He had a lot of the same style. He was shaped into that in a lot of ways. And, it was an entire generation trying to be like Mike, and he was the one who came the closest. And he came pretty daggone close. Jordan was amazed.
Yes,
when
absolutely.
I talked to Jordan about him, I sat down with Michael in 2008. It was obvious then, and nothing has changed, the deep respect Michael Jordan has, not just for his ability, but for the tremendous effort. And Jordan, of course, is a great effort guy. But the tremendous effort Kobe Bryant has made to be great.
Kobe Bryant, 20 years in the league, 5 titles. How difficult do you think this transition is going to be for him to make this crossover? Because basketball has been his life. It's been his sanctuary. It's been his refuge. I can't even imagine. I'm going to anticipate it's going to be difficult.
Well, Phil Jackson, you know, who's now head of the Knicks, was Kobe's longtime coach. Phil is worried about 2 former NBA players. What are they going to do after the life? And they both came along and went right from high school to the NBA, right, almost together. And Phil Jackson has quietly told people he's worried about Kevin Garnett and Kobe Bryant, both playing at an advanced age now. But I will say there are signs that Kobe is warming to his late 30s. He has certainly a number of projects. He does have other abilities, but he has had such singular focus. There is reason for concern. He's been a maniac. He once told me, I said, what are you going to do this summer, Kobe? We were walking out at the end of a season. He said, basketball. There is nothing else.
Oh, my gosh. Roland Lazenby having a wonderful conversation with him tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And it's interesting, in the month of December, we had the legendary coach, first coach for Kobe Bryant. Of course, Dale Harris was on our show. And I asked him, was he surprised that the announcement was not made at the beginning of the season? So I ask you that same question. Are you surprised that Kobe didn't, you know, make that formal announcement at the start of the 2015-2016 season?
Well, I think Kobe wanted to play as long as he could. And I think he got a good look at this season. He was playing terrible. I was begging him to quit in a column. But, you know, that's not Kobe. He had no mind for quitting. He was in a battle with Father Time, and he was going to fight until he played better. Of course, the effects of his Achilles injury a couple of years ago, and that's really reduced his athleticism. But he is such a smart player. He is playing better. He does have hopes of playing on the Olympic team, but I think even he knows, finally, this is it.
We want to tip off and let all of our listening audience across the country know that you are producing right now. You are working on a biography on Kobe Bryant. Tell us when the release date is going to be, because that's going to be another compelling read.
It's from Little Brown, and it comes out, if I get it finished here in the next 2 weeks, it comes out August 2016.
Okay, very good. No pressure, right?
It's been immense pressure. I've been working on it around the clock for a year.
God bless you.
It's called Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant.
Oh, and I can't wait to that next conversation. So my final question for you is, okay, so let's look ahead. Let's give a forecast. Our executive producer, Michael Pearson, he's a big Los Angeles Lakers fan. He's from Cali. Give him a sense of hope. I mean, what's the future for the Lakers and this youth movement that's taking place with D'Angelo Russell?
Well, it's very uncertain. You know, they have to create a sense that franchise has its feet under it before it can really get free agents. I don't care how much money's available. I don't care how much Hollywood is a lure. And so certain things are going to have to happen this season. I don't know what it is. There's going to have to be a really good player out there that just badly wants to be a Laker. Outside of that, the schedule could get pretty long before they get dramatically better.
Okay, you think Golden State's going to win, 72 games this year?
No.
They're not going to beat the Bulls record?
I think they can come close, and they might do it. I just think the wear and tear on Stephen Curry is going to be a big challenge. We're already seeing some signs of the nagging injuries that come along, different things that happen. They're a very good team. They've really defined the way the game is played in this era. And so it could happen. I just think there are more important things than winning 72. Ron Harper, when the Bulls, I was with the Bulls all year when they won their 72. And Ron Harper always had a hat that said, "Don't mean a thing without the ring." Mm. And I think what they really want, rather than 72 games, is to win a back-to-back championship.
Yeah. Hey, the great Roland Lazenby has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Give a shout-out, Roland. Tell everybody where they can follow you on Twitter.
It is at Lazenby, at L-A-Z-E-N-B as in boy, Y.
Okay.
Great talking to the great Alyssa. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Much more straight ahead tonight right here, the fastest 2 hours in radio, YSR, the Big E Sports Show.